tavanna yoga garibin garira pramatto yavankara grajakara suradim nakuryat Tavanna yoga garibin garira pramatto yavankara grajakara suradim nakuryat adhinniriha sattatyaje chinaditam vayunena yena Tavanna yoga garibin garira pramatto yavankara grajakara suradim nakurya Madajis Chinnan Chinna being separated Anyadehe All other conceptions of life, the bodily concept of life. Rashtra Shri Gaurinita Ki Jai, Rashtra Shri Radha Rasviyari Nalita Vishaga Ki Jai, Sita Rama Shuna Bhakta Numan. Adikata, being firmly convinced, Atmagadihe, the ultimate goal of spiritual life, Niriha, desireless, Tad, that, tatyade, gave up. Achinad, he had cut. Idam, this. Vayunena, with the knowledge. Yena, by which. Tavad, so long. Na, never. Yoga gadibi, the practice of the mystic yoga system. Yadihi, the practicer, apranata, without any illusion, yavad, so long, kadagraja, of Krishna, kadasu, words, pratim, attraction, na, never, kudyat, do it. Translation purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. When he became completely free from the conception of bodily life, Maharaj Prithu realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. Being thus able to get all instructions from him, he gave up all other practices of yoga and jnana. He was not even interested in the perfection of the yoga and jnana systems, for he thoroughly realized that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, and that unless the yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna Kada narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. Please repeat. When he became completely free from the conception of bodily life, Maharaj Prithu realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. Being thus able to get all instructions from him, he gave up all other practices of yoga and jnana. He was not even interested in the perfection of the yoga and jnana systems. For he thoroughly realized that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, and that unless the yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna Katha, narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. Report. As long as one is too much absorbed in the bodily conception of life, he becomes interested in many different processes of self-realization, such as the mystic yoga system or the system utilizing the speculative empiric methods. However, when one understands that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Krishna, he realizes Krishna within everyone's heart and therefore helps everyone who is interested in Krishna consciousness. Actually, the perfection of life depends on one's inclination to hear about Krishna. It is therefore mentioned in this verse, Yavad gadagrija kadasu ratim na kuryat. Unless one becomes interested in Krishna, in his pastimes and activities, there is no question of liberation by means of yoga practice or speculative knowledge. Having attained to the stage of devotion, Maharaj Prithu became uninterested in the practices of jnana and yoga and abandoned them. This is the stage of pure devotional life as described by Rupa Goswami. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. Real jnana means understanding that the living entity is the eternal servant of the Lord. This knowledge is attained after many, many births, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.19. Bahunam janmanamande jnanavanmam prabhatyade. In the Paramahamsa stage of life, one fully realizes Krishna as everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. When one understands fully that Krishna is everything and that Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of life, he becomes a Paramahamsa or Mahatma. Such a Mahatma or Paramahamsa is very rare to find. A Paramahamsa or pure devotee is never attracted by Hatha Yoga or speculative knowledge. He is simply interested in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Sometimes one who was formerly addicted to these processes tries to perform devotional service and the jnana and yoga practices at the same time. But as soon as one comes to the unalloyed stage of devotional service, he is able to give up all other methods of self-realization. In other words, when one firmly realizes Krishna as the supreme goal, he is no longer attracted by mystic yoga practice or the speculative empirical methods of knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parichana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanasude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vāṅśākalpatarubhyasya kribāsundubhyevacā paritānām pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namo namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatharinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Vishwaram Namo Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine So, Prithu Maharaj is a Shaktyavesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, he is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that Prithu Maharaj did not have to take birth in the material world. He is a resident of the spiritual sky. But he voluntarily came to the material world to execute the mission of the Lord. Prabhupada explains that Lord Krishna is very anxious to see that living beings in all the planets, in all parts of the universe, are engaged in doing their duties and in this way remain happy and peaceful. So, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajamyaham. So whenever and wherever there is a decline in the execution of duties, in the religious practice, that Krishna comes himself, or he sends one of his bona fide representatives. So when King Vena was very irreligious, and when he started creating tremendous disturbance in the social order and in the execution of devotees, execution of duties by the people in general, especially the execution of duties of the brahmanas, when he started disturbing the brahmanas, then the brahmanas themselves decided it is time to end the reign of King Vena. So they killed him, and Krishna sent Prithu Maharaj to rectify the anomalies left behind by his father, King Vena. So Prithu Maharaj came to rule the planet, rule the earth, and he did his administrative duties in an exemplary manner. So, pure devotee, whatever he does in the material world, becomes very exemplary. Yad yada charati sreshta tattade vetaro jana sayat pramanam kurite logastata nivartate. And Prithu Maharaj had a very responsible position, being the emperor. So, whatever standards he sets, the common men will follow in his footsteps, as Bhagavad Gita says, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So he ruled the world ideally for a long time and made sure that everyone is engaged in their religious duties, and everyone was, and he treated all the subjects just like his own children. And then when he saw that old age is approaching, now he is doing another leela, another pastime, by which again his subjects will be greatly benefited, the people in general. In fact, anyone who studies the pastimes of the pure devotee of the Lord, he or she becomes benefited by hearing the activities of the pure devotees, whether in those times or even now. So, Prithu Maharaj then decided to take Vaikanasa life, otherwise known as Vanaprastha stage of life. So he determined that he will actually give up his kingdom. Even planet Earth was considered his daughter. So even though in the beginning he had to chastise Mother Earth, but then once she obeyed, she was also treated like his own daughter. He took care of Mother Earth also. So it's actually described that he entrusted his sons to the care of Earth. So he divided whatever opulences he had, he divided among his among the subjects and prominent citizens, and he entrusted the rule of the Mother Earth, divided that duty among his sons. Then he went home alone to the forest. Of course, he took his wife with him, because according to Vedic civilization, that is also considered going alone. When a person goes to the forest, he is allowed to take his wife with him, provided she is also interested in attaining the perfection of life. Then Maharaj Prithu actually executed austerities, severe austerities and then penances. So this is actually the purpose of going to the forest, in order to focus fully on performing austerities, in order to become free from the desire for fruitive activities and for mental speculation. So when the weather is hot, they don't run to get an air conditioner from the city. But instead it is described that when it was summer season, he actually surrounded himself with four fires and then sun above. When it was raining, he went and stood in the showers, Ugra, in the heaviest of rains. He was taking the rains on his body. And then it was winter season, he went inside water, sat inside water up to the neck. So exactly opposite of what one would do in this day and age. If it is summer, we need air conditioners. In winter, we need heating, whether it is in the house or in the car. And in rainy season, well, maybe some people can go in the rains unless they are afraid of catching a cold. And this is so. But those who are serious in the execution of yoga and jnana, they voluntarily undergo these austerities in order to attain their goals. So yogis and jnanis generally undergo these austerities to become free from fruitive desires and to advance in their purposes. So Prithu Maharaj was giving that example, that when you go to the forest, you must undergo austerities and penances like this. Then it is also described that he controlled his eating habits. That's another thing. One is not supposed to arrange for opulent food when in the Vanaprastha life. So, and I specifically described by Prabhupada that he did not arrange for somebody to bring cooked food from the city so that he can have a nice meal. No, he depended on fruits and roots, what is easily available in the forests. That too only to satisfy the hunger, not to have an opulent meal. And then sometimes if nothing was available, he will simply fast. He will simply live by breathing. So this is recommended. So at this point in this verse, it is described that when he became completely free from the conception of bodily life, Maharaj Prithu realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. Being thus able to get all instructions from him, he gave up all of the practices of yoga and jnana. He was not even interested in the perfection of the yoga and jnana system, for he thoroughly realize the devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, and that unless yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna Katha, narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. So even though Prithu Maharaj set the example for jnanis and yogis to follow, ultimately he was not interested in that also, in the perfection of jnana and yoga. So it is described that Madirna Krishna Paradasudova Yadopipadyeda Grihabradanam Punat Punat Sarvira Charvananam. What is that? Yadanda Gobin Vishadanda Mistram Punat Punat Sarvira Charvananam. So it is described that Madirna Krishna Paradasudova Mitopi Patnida Grihabradanam Adanda Gopir Visadantamisam Puna Puna Sarvida Charvananam. Maharaj Prahlad Maharaj replied, this is a verse from Bhagavatam, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions, repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. So we have to meditate on what are the things that can actually take us away from Krishna, by which our inclination to hear about Krishna can be taken away from us. So this is one of the things that it's very important aspect of spiritual life, that one should be engaged in controlling the senses. Madirna Krishna Paradasudava Amidopi Patyeda Grihabradana. One who is too much attached to sense gratification, then it will be very difficult for that person to develop attraction for hearing about Krishna. Bhagavad Gita also says, Bhogai Shadya Prasaktanam Tayabhavda Chedasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadavana Vidiyade. So one who is very much attached to Bhoga Aishwarya, Bhoga and Aishwarya, opulences and wealth, Prasaktanam Tayabhagada Chedasam, then our mind is stolen by that propensity to enjoy. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Samadhana Vidiyade. So since the mind is differently engaged in various ways in the affairs of this material world, Samadhana Vidiyade, it becomes very difficult to focus on Krishna. So then, what is the remedy described? Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yoshidam Sangi Sangam Mahandaste Samachitta Prashanda Vimanyavat Suhada Sadavoye. Rishabhadev gives this instruction to his sons. Shishi Gaurnita Ki Jai, Shishi Siddharam Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. One should engage oneself in the service of the pure devotees of the Lord. This is actually the door for liberation. Tamo Dwaram Yoshidam Sangi Sangam. One who is attached to women, or those who are attached to such people, if you take their association, then it is described that this opens the door to hellish life. So Mahandaste Samachitta Prashanda Vimanyava Suhada Sadavoye. So such pure devotees of the Lord are actually always peaceful. And they are actually the well-wisher of all living beings. And they are actually the sadhava, pure devotees. Another verse from Bhagavatam, Nadevidu Swata Gadim Himishnu Durashayaye Bahirattamanina. Anda Yadande Upaniyamana Kodisatanda Uridam Nibadha. So unless one understands that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Devita Swatakadim Hirsha, they do not know that Vishnu is one's actually self interest. Durasyaye Bahirattamanina. Because of our polluted desires to enjoy externally, then we cannot focus on the inner happiness that comes. Tabo divyam putraka yena sakhyam. Tabo divyam putraka yena sakhyam. శుద్ధేర్యస్మాద్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖ్యం త్వనంతం. వో దివ్యం పుత్రగా ఏన సత్వం శుద్ధేర్యస్మాద్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖ్యం త్వనంతం. సో ఋషభదేవి రికమెండ్ తపో దివ్యం పుత్రగా, మై డియర్ సన్స్, పర్ఫార్మ్ ఆసిరిటీస్ బై విచ్ వన్స్ ఎక్సిస్టెన్స్ బికమ్స్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఇన్ ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్, దెన్ బ్రహ్మ సౌఖ్యం తు అనంతం. సో బై గివింగ్ అప్ అవర్ పెటి హ్యాపీనెస్, పెటి ప్లెషర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ ఎక్సిస్టెన్స్, వన్ క్యాన్ యాక్చువల్లీ టేస్ట్ ది అన్లిమిటెడ్ బ్లెస్ వెన్ వన్ ఫోకస్ ఆర్ వన్ టేక్స్ అప్ టు ద డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. When one understands that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Krishna, he realizes Krishna within everyone's heart and therefore helps everyone who is interested in Krishna consciousness. So, as soon as one understands the purpose of life is to become devotee of Krishna, immediately Prabhupada goes to the point that we should actually take up this preaching mission of the Lord. Because that is actually the fastest way to attract the attention of Krishna. నచతస్మాన్ మనుష్యేషు కశ్చిత్ మే ప్రియతమః. కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, దేర్ ఇస్ నో వన్ హూ ఇస్ మోర్ డియర్ టు కృష్ణ దాన్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ ప్రీచింగ్ హిస్ గ్లోరీస్ అమంగ్ ద డివోటీస్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ వే టు అండర్స్టాండ్ కృష్ణస్ ప్రెసెన్స్. వెన్ వన్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ దేర్ యాజ్ అ సూపర్ సోల్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్, and one understands that Krishna, everyone is actually part and parcel of Krishna, but because of maya they have forgotten that ekala ishara krishna arasabha vritya mamaivamsho jivaloke jivapuda sanatana manashrastani indriyani prakrutisthani kashani. Actually everyone in this world is actually engaged according to the dictates of the mind, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. మనశ్రష్టానింద్రియాని ప్రకృతిస్థాని కర్షది. ఎవ్రీవన్ ఈస్ నౌ అండర్ ది సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్సెస్ అండ్ ద మైండ్. సో దేర్ ఫార్ దే ఆర్ ఫాల్స్లీ థింకింగ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఎన్ ఇండియన్, ఐఎమ్ ఎన్ అమెరికన్, ఐఎమ్ ఎ హిందూ ఆర్ ముస్లిం ఆర్ క్రిస్టియన్, ఆర్ ఐఎమ్ ద ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ సో మెనీ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ద హస్బెండ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ద వైఫ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్సన్, లైక్ దట్ సో మెనీ డెసిగ్నేషన్స్, బాడీలీ డెసిగ్నేషన్స్. We are acting impelled by these designations. But a pure devotee of the Lord, when he comes to preach, he understands that everybody may have so many designations, but it is all dictations of the mind. So this is actually not our real constitutional position. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivapudar sanatana. Actually everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is my duty to help this person to wake up. Jeev jago gaura chanda bole. We have to wake up to this knowledge that our real life is actually not the attempt to enjoy sense gratification. Our real life is actually to find the purpose of life, which is to understand that we are actually servants of Krishna. So we should therefore take up this preaching mission of the Lord very seriously. So unless one becomes interested in Krishna, in his pastimes and activities, there is no question of liberation by means of yoga practice or speculative knowledge. So it's actually described that Prithu Maharaj actually survived simply by breathing. So actually we can see that like Srila Prabhupada also, towards the last days in his life, he actually went to Vrindavan. So going to Vrindavan is also like going to the forest. In fact, going to Vrindavan is transcendental to going to the forest. It is described by Srila Prabhupada. Because living in the temple of Lord Krishna, or living in an ashram of where Lord Krishna is worshipped, is actually better than even going to the forest. So it is described that in the Kali Yuga, of course we made the point that Kali Yuga we cannot, nobody is able to practice these austerities of living under hot conditions in summer or in the cold water in the winter or tolerating torrents of rain. But all that can be bypassed by performing devotional service to Lord Krishna. So in Prabhupada's example also we see that when he was in Vrindavan, at one point he minimized his eating, and that then of course sleeping was very less also. Then once Srila Prabhupada actually joked with his disciples, I have become just bones and a bag of bones. So practically there is no eating. In fact, he fasted for almost a month or 40 days. Then, and there was no question of sex life. He was in, to our vision, he was in old age. So there is no eating, there is no sleeping, there is no defending, and there is no sex life. So I guess I am liberated. So, of course, Prabhupada was always ihayasya hare dasya karmana manasagira jivan muktasa uchyate. Because Prabhupada was always in a liberated condition, but he was just saying like that. So then those days he simply survived by breathing. So that's a wonderful example that Srila Prabhupada set, just like Prithu Maharaj set the example here. But then Prabhupada's pastimes did not end there. Having come to spread pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, after such a long austerity, he still checked with his disciples. So what should I do now? Now I have a chance. I have become almost liberated, so I can, I can go back to Godhead. Or I could stay longer. So this was given as an instruction to his devotees. Then, the devotees told him, but Prabhupada, everything is up to Krishna. So, how can we give you an instruction in this regard? Then Prabhupada said, no, Krishna has given me the independence. So, and I am telling you, you decide whether I should stay or go. So then, all the devotees discussed together, and they decided to invite Srila Prabhupada, to beg Srila Prabhupada to stay. Then when they came, they appointed Ketanananda Maharaj to request Prabhupada to stay. But then when he attempted to request Prabhupada to stay, they could not think of this idea that they can decide on Prabhupada's leaving or staying in this world. They were overwhelmed with devotion to Srila Prabhupada. And he could not even speak. And then finally others encouraged him to speak, and then finally they conveyed the message that they all want Prabhupada to stay. Then Prabhupada, just like that, Prabhupada said, well, if you want me to stay, then you bring me some juice. So they brought some juice for him, and he took it, and then Prabhupada continued his pastimes as though nothing happened in the last 40 days. But then at some point the devotees told him, Prabhupada, by your dealings, we become very attached to you. And Prabhupada explained that, yes, that is my duty. By every action that a pure devotee performs, he makes his followers become more and more attracted to Krishna and his pastimes. And a pure devotee's pastimes are also on the same transcendental level as Krishna's pastimes. In fact, it's even more beneficial to meditate on the pastimes of pure devotees. Madbhakta puja abhyadika, Krishna himself says, worship of my devotees is higher than even worship of Krishna. So having attained to the stage of devotion, Maharaj Prithu became uninterested in the practices of jnana and yoga and abandoned them. This is the stage of pure devotional life as described by Rupa Goswami. Anya bilashida shunyam jnana karmadhyana vritam anukulyena krishnana shilanam bhakti rutama. So even though Prithu Maharaj underwent these austerities, he always knew the purpose of life. And it is described that it is enjoined that one should give up our desire to enjoy fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. So even though one may come from that platform to the stage of pure devotional service, so one may have been a jnani or yogi, but when one comes to devotional service, one comes to a position when he understands the position of Krishna and Krishna as the goal of life, at that point he must give up this attachment of jnana and yoga. It is actually described by Villamangala Thakur that when he starts glorifying Krishna, when one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, actually the mystic opulences and the liberation, they become maid servants of pure devotional service. For a pure devotee, these things are waiting for service to the pure devotee. So a pure devotee actually, anya abhilashita shunyam, he has no desire for fruitive activities, he has no desire for mystic yoga perfections, and he has no desire for even liberation. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavadad bhakti rahaidu gitoi. Lord Chaitanya Sikshastakam, he says, Lord Chaitanya is praying that actually I don't even want liberation. Birth after birth, I simply want to be engaged in devotional service. But for a devotee, these things are easily, just like Prabhupada went from India to America without any money. So he was not trying to make money. But in the course of performing devotional service to Krishna, he became very rich with all the 108 temples and so many followers. So these things come in the service of the pure devotee of the Lord automatically. Because devotional service is the highest. One should understand that yadgatva chaparam nabam manyate nadikam tadaha yasmin sidena dukkhena gurunabhi vichalyate. So Krishna consciousness is that stage of life after attaining which we understand that there is nothing higher to be gained. Just like Dhruva Maharaj prayed, even though Dhruva Maharaj started with prayer for a very opulent material position in the material world, but when he saw Lord Vishnu, Samin Kudastosmi Varam Nayaji, then he understood that this is what I am actually hankering for. This is what we are all actually hankering for. Everyone is hankering after Krishna. It's like George Harrison says in that preface to Krishna book. But we do not know that. So we go somewhere else. But actually everyone is looking for Krishna. So when Dhruva Maharaj saw Vishnu, then he understood that whatever I was asking for was like broken piece of glass. But here is Vishnu, by seeing whom I am completely satisfied. So therefore I don't even need any more blessings. When Prahlad Maharaj also prayed, when Narsingadev asked, what do you want? I want to give you some blessings. And Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I do not want any blessings. But if you want to give any blessings, then you please be merciful on my father. Because I know that he has committed so many sinful activities. He has committed so many offenses to devotees of the Lord. In fact, he was harassing Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj knows that even if I forgive my father, Krishna will not forgive him. So Prahlad Maharaj is so merciful that even to close that gap, he requests Nrisingadev, please liberate my father also. Then Nrisingadev was very pleased and said, yes, of course, you are the pure devotee. So 21 generations before and after, they all become liberated. So this is actually the power of devotional service. This is the highest transcendental position of Krishna consciousness. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have been given a chance, even though we are not qualified, even though we may not be qualified. In fact, nobody in Kali Yuga is actually qualified to take up a spiritual life. But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Harinami Udharilo, because they have spread the holy name of Krishna, The holy names actually picks us up, even though we are not qualified, and make us become qualified. Prabhupada actually said, Yashantandagadam Babam Jananam Punyakarmanam Te Dandamohat Nirmukta Bhajandemam Dridabrata. Only one who has exhausted his sinful activities, only that person can perform devotional service. Only one who has got lot of sukriti can perform the devotional service. So how do we explain that that we are able to come and render service to Krishna? So Prabhupada actually explained that I have created that sukriti for you. I have given you that good fortune. Bhagyavana jiva guru krishna prasadi bhai bhakti lata bir. By the mercy of the pure devotee and Krishna, one gets a seed of devotional service. So we have been given a chance, so we should fully utilize this chance in this human form of life. To take up Krishna consciousness very seriously and come to the position of Mahatma. Mahatmanastu Bhampata Devim Prakriti Ashida Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. So these are the points in today's verse. I'll stop here. Anybody has any questions or comments? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, in order to be eligible to go back to Godhead, is it necessary that the devotee should necessarily reach the Paramahamsa stage?
Necessarily reach the Paramahamsa stage? Well, to be a resident of the spiritual world means to become a Paramahamsa. So one should be completely free from all material desires to become eligible to go back to Godhead. So because if you have any material desire at the time of death, then we may have to come back to this material world. So actually, once Srila Prabhupada gave Bhagavatam class, and he made the point that one should become 100% free from all material desires to go back to Godhead. So then he saw that everyone was a little dejected. Then he said, okay, at least become 90% pure. Still, many people were dejected. Then he made it like 80% or 70%. Then after the class, one devotee was still very desperate. So he went to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, what's the problem? He said, Prabhupada, for me then it is hopeless. Even to become 70% free from material desires, I don't know when going to become. So then he started negotiating with Prabhupada how much percentage. Finally he said, Prabhupada, I have no hope. Then Prabhupada said, just hold on to my dhoti. I know the back door. I'll take you back to Krishna. So therefore the instruction is to take shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord and try to render service to the pure devotee of the Lord. So catching hold of his dhoti means you have to render service to Srila Prabhupada. The point is we should do our best to become advanced in spiritual life. The advancement is actually up to Guru and Krishna. We should not depend on the results. We should try our best. Prabhupada also explained that when the spiritual master sees that the disciple is struggling to become free from sense gratification and struggling to render devotional service, then he becomes pleased. So the satisfaction of the spiritual master is actually the key to success in spiritual life. So we should not even be worried so much about our own spiritual progress. But we should always be worried that I am not able to serve Krishna, that I am not able to do my devotional service as best as I want to do, or as best as my spiritual master wants me to do. I think that's the main point we should be focusing on.
Thank you, Prabhu. May I ask one more question, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Prabhu, often reference is made to Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva and Vasudeva Sattva.
Yeah.
Do they convey all the same meaning?
What is that, Shuddha Sattva?
Vishuddha Sattva and Vasudeva Sattva, something. You see.
Okay, Vishuddha Sattva is pure goodness. That is actually Vaikuntha atmosphere, Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental. It's completely free from influence of passion and ignorance. That is spiritual existence. And same as Vasudeva Sattva also. Now, Shuddha Sattva, I'm not too sure, but I think it refers to going back to heavenly planets. I mean, going to heavenly planets. If somebody knows better, they can correct me about Shuddha Sattva. Kya bolte hain? Shuddha Sattva is still tinged with goodness and, I mean, passion and ignorance. Yes, pure goodness, uncontaminated by passion and ignorance. That is spiritual, completely spiritual. Okay, and we'll have to look at
Hare Krishna.
I don't remember now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. My question is that how would we, I mean, supposing we are not able to sometimes chant the rounds or some aspect, we expect that to be more perfect. Just like in Krishna consciousness, perfectness is no limit.
Perfection has no limit, yeah.
So then, how would we be more happy in that state?
I'm sorry, how do we?
How would we be more happy in that state?
More happy in which state?
In reference to Bhagavatam lectures.
So what is your question? How to become happy or how to become... to perfect our devotion service?
Yeah, I mean in reference to our Krishna consciousness, that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Yes.
So then if you miss the Bhagavatam class and then how would we refer to? Supposing if you miss...
If you miss the Bhagavatam class?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then one should study Srila Prabhupada's books. And the point is... point is try to become regulated and continue regulated and be in the regular association of devotees. So if we miss sometimes, then we put ourselves back on the track. So yeah, sometimes we may slip, sometimes we may fall, but you know, we should get up just like a child. When a child is learning to walk, sometimes the child may just fall down, but he picks himself up again and continue walking. So as neophytes, that is our position. We try to execute devotional service. Because we are not perfect, because we are not very fixed up, we may sometimes stray. But then we should, if we stay in the association of devotees, it becomes very easier to just... So the remedy for fall down from devotional service is simply to engage oneself again in devotional service and become fixed up, become steady in that practice. That way we can make progress.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You mentioned that one can take up devotional service only when one has exhausted all his karma.
Yeah.
So, how do we explain this point that devotees, so many senior devotees, junior devotees, intermediate devotees, all... So many are sick.
Is it
because sick? We have seen bodily deformities or bodily problems, health problems. Then how can you explain this point?
So, tattenu kambam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipagam hridvag vabhupin vidatan namaste jeveda yob mukti padesa daibhag. So, the point is, when one develops a taste for chanting Hare Krishna, you know, and then we practice the sadhana bhakti for some time, and then we take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. So at the time of surrender, it is described that actually all our sinful reactions are exhausted. There are a few things regarding this point. So, So then, and our good karma is given by the spiritual master to us at the time of initiation. So, but it is, sometimes this example is given, just like when the fan is running and you unplug it, the fan still continues to run for a short time, and but it is going to come to a stop. So when we take up devotional service, even though our past sinful reactions are exhausted, it's just trailing off. You know, it's much less. Just like when the fan was plugged in, it was going at full speed. When it is unplugged, it becomes much less. Like that, the devotee's sinful reactions are there, but it is only a token reaction. Suppose I was going to get hit by a bus and die in a violent accident. Instead, I may go and get hit by a small auto rickshaw and maybe just fall down and just, you know, have a sprain or something. So a devotee, when he meets with adverse situations, like he doesn't think, my God, I am becoming a devotee, why am I still getting this disease? No, that is not the sign of a devotee. A devotee thinks, actually I was supposed to get much more severe reaction. But somehow, Krishna is merciful to me, so he is giving me the reaction now, so that I don't have to suffer in the future. Plus, this is only a token reaction. Actually, I should suffer much more for all the sins I have committed in the past. So, that is the mood of a devotee. That is the attitude of a devotee. When a devotee thinks like that, Bhagavan says, that kind of person is eligible to go back to Godhead. He is eligible for liberation. So, a devotee is not worried about his own personal conditions. His only worry is, devotee's business is how to serve Krishna. Krishna's business is how to protect the devotee. Nobody has to teach Krishna that business. Krishna, therefore, he is known as Achyuta. He is never fails to protect his devotee. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If we realize this Virat Roop, and as the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all the universe are within me. Why the Prabhupada are saying they're back to Godhead? I just can't understand.
So, what's your point? If you realize Virat Roop, then all the universes are within me.
Within me, as the Mahaprabhu said.
Now
why? What is the question of back to Godhead as we are within?
Because it's little easier to serve Krishna in his two-handed form. If Prabhupada makes his point, suppose Lord Chaitanya comes and tells you, okay, have you ever dressed deities? Are you a pujari? No. Okay. Sometimes pujaris are given this duty to dress the deities. Suppose they come and tell the pujari, my dear pujari, please go and dress Virat Roop. Can you do it? You have to dress before the darshanarthi. Within 1 hour. Impossible. So, and also, Virat Roop, how can you have any relationship with Virat Roop? As soon as you see Virat Roop, you will faint. Even Arjuna was saying that I cannot continue to see this.
What I understand is, we are within the Krishna, within that Virat Roop, within the whole Krishna.
No, it's not a question of where we are. It's a question of what we are going to do. In Virat Roop, what are you going to do? First of all, you will be completely astonished and amazed and maybe fearful. Arjuna was Vebadusta Sharireme. Arjuna is pure devotee of the Lord. You know, all the warriors by seeing Arjuna, they will be shivering. That Arjuna is saying, I am shivering by seeing your Virat Roop. Therefore he said, please take this away.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Vendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.